Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on February 3rd, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy, such as parks make life better. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing this rainy morning?
This rainy morning. My goodness, gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Yeah,
you know.
It's been raining for a few hours, and
yeah, I'm not complaining. I do love the rain. Okay. Goodness knows we need it, right? You know, speaking of the rain, it's last weekend. My husband and I took a drive. It was so gorgeous this weekend. We took a drive down to Terranea, and I don't know if you've been on the hill recently, but it is greener than I have ever seen it. It's amazing how green it is. It's you know the green belt that runs along Palos Verdes Drive south, I think it is. It's normally wood chips, it's
right.
Normally brown wood chips, where everybody walks
right.
their dogs and they run the horses and stuff. It's all
right.
green. It's all green. There's no brown in sight. Even the cliffs, even along the cliff sides, everything is just lush, and it looks so beautiful. Yeah, so the rain is doing amazing things.
Right. It's true all over the South Bay, I agree. Everything's blooming. It's really a wonderful thing. And we all love it, I think, because it will pass. There will be a time when we will say, wow, another sunny day. Just like the last weeks and months, another sunny day. Okay.
Yeah.
We all love it here, and we love it for many reasons, but one of the reasons we love it is the amazing green space that we have here in the South Bay, parks. And parks take a lot of work, don't they, Jackie?
Yeah, they do. They have to
and
be managed.
They have to be managed. That's right.
Yeah.
But we all know, Jackie, parks make life better. And to that point, Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Idris Al-Aboudi, Recreation Manager for Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation. A nationally and internationally recognized recreation and parks professional and public speaker, Idris is a highly motivated, energetic, passionate leader with vision and a pragmatic approach to recreation issues and needs. He has developed programs that deliver quality recreation services in a cost-efficient manner and is committed to enhancing and preserving a high quality of life through a wide variety of leisure, cultural, and community services in well-maintained facilities. Idris has 33 years of experience in administrative and supervisory capacity. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Recreation and Administration and is a graduate of NRPA Pacific Marketing and Revenue Sources Management School. Now, Idris, as you know, Joe, recently celebrated his 30th anniversary at Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec, and we are sad to report this morning that Idris will be leaving our seaside bubble to embark on a new chapter in his illustrious career. So this morning, we're taking an opportunity to say goodbye to a friend, colleague, and one of our favorite guests. Welcome back to the program, Idris. We're so glad you could join us again this morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you very much for that introduction. I think we might have jumped the gun just a little bit. The news is not out officially as far as me moving from the city of Manhattan Beach, but that's generally the plan within the next few weeks and months to come. However, it's bittersweet. Let's not talk about that.
So basically,
right.
we've got the scoop, right? Is what's happening here. We've got the scoop.
That's right.
Kind of like yes. But yeah, that's the general idea. And when everything is official, then the city of Manhattan Beach, etc., will make official announcements when that time comes.
Now,
right.
How long have you worked for the city?
Well, it has been my pleasure and my honor, really, and privilege to work with the citizens and city of Manhattan Beach right now. I believe I started on March the 17th in 1986. So that's
Whoa.
When I started working. So it's all over right now, going over 30 years. Then I became part-time staff and then full-time staff, etc. So it's 30 years of is a wonderful journey with the wonderful people here in the city of Manhattan Beach. There's a lot of stories to tell, lots of experiences. Most of all, transformation of my life and definitely... Hopefully, investing in the health and well-being, economic development of this community.
Well,
since we're talking about parks, I just want to get to one thing right away. It's so funny. We were at the top of the show. We were talking about all this rain, and there have been so many pictures on Facebook and other social media of Pollywog Park. Being underwater, and they're calling it Pollywog Lake now. But there's a reason for that. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, actually, it's by design. The wisdom of our city leadership way back in the days worked with. Our local government with state and county government, etc., to have that area as being a retention basin. Thus, there is that county pump house there that actually pumps the water out. So it helps that area because of the natural topography. If we go back to the history of Manhattan Beach, that pond extended, east and west of that area. So that's what it is, and instead of burying it in or etc., they chose wisely to make it into a pond that's beautiful for 99.99999 days of the year, and then when we get and we're blessed to have rain, it kind of rises, but. It goes down again. There's no Noah's Ark out there or anything like that. And also what it does, it really attracts the wildlife. If you go on the city website and you look at the birds that come specifically to, there is a link for, bird watchers, etc., for birds and wildlife that come to Pollywog Pond and Pollywog Park. And the other one, of course, is Sandum Park with the nature area there. You'd be very, very surprised at the species of birds that have been found, located, and photographed in that area. So it's a wonderful backstage setting, natural, for concerts in the park, for our wonderful Earth Day events, for community events that happen at Poly Walk Park, the Feel Good Fest, the Salute to the Troops, concerts in the park, our family camp out, many of those events that take place there. In addition to that, Poly Walk Park is one of the biggest parks as far as reservations are concerned, where people have their reunions, birthday parties, etc. So it makes a beautiful natural setting that takes you out of the hustle and bustle, and immediately when you enter the park, there's that grand open space with big trees, etc. So it puts you in the mood because it changes the environment and the atmosphere. So you get to relax. It's the Central Park, really, of Manhattan Beach, like Central Park in New York. So it's fantastic.
There you go. From a man who knows his parks.
Yes, I do. I mean, we have beautiful parks here in Manhattan Beach. Today, when I woke up in the morning, I was one of my friends sent me a photograph of L.A. and the backdrop with the snow. I think it was a photo that was taken less than a week ago, and it's just amazing. And so my wife was asleep, so I put like a text to her together, and then I decided to put that song, "I Love L.A." So I was downstairs making breakfast, etc., and I hear her playing that song, and then she says, "I love it." So like Jackie was saying, it's like the hills are alive. When rain comes, this blessing from the sky, we really need it. Agriculture needs it. Tourism needs it. The environment needs it, and the rain, and it just is beautiful. I went to Mount Pinus a few weeks ago. That's about maybe an hour and a quarter from here, and it's just beautiful. Looks like Switzerland out there. So we're really blessed to be here in this part of the country, and definitely in the beach cities. I've just enjoyed it for the last 30 years, and it's just fantastic. 30-something years, actually. It's wonderful.
It is amazing. Now, how many acres of parkland is there in the city? I mean, I'm looking at the website, and it says Poly Walk Park is 18 acres. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
That's
yes,
amazing.
It is. Yes.
How many acres total?
It used to be our biggest park, but then a while back, when the new MBMS was built, the Manhattan Beach Middle School, some of the park because actually Poly Walk Park belongs to the school district, and it's leased by the city of Manhattan Beach in agreement with our school district. So they use part of that land, etc. But it's a big park. To answer your question, in the city of Manhattan Beach, give or take, we have about 79 acres of parkland. And that is taking open space into consideration. Some might not realize, but our Veterans Parkway, which is the green belt, or some people call it the wood chips, that starts up at all the way from Rosecrans and goes all the way to our neighboring city, Hermosa Beach. That's a lot of parkland, and it's another another beautiful cascading beauty of greenery that cuts through our town down here. We're not talking about the beaches, et cetera. We're just talking about parks and open space, fields, parkland.
I can't believe how many people don't know that the Greenbelt was a railroad at one time, and it goes underneath Highway 1, which is, Pacific Coast Highway, and right there by Fry's Electronics, it goes underneath, and it continues on to what was Los Angeles at one point.
That is correct. There's wonderful, our historical society has a lot of information on their web, but also there are many books that are written, and then we did a project with Leadership Manhattan talking about the history of Manhattan Beach. And that railroad actually wasn't a passenger railroad. My understanding is it was much more for, you know, industry, et cetera. And that's why it leads the way that it leads. Back in the day, there was a red line that would come through like a trolley in the city of Manhattan Beach also. But that was a different line. So when I got to the city of Manhattan Beach, it was that railroad was still there in 85. 84, 85, and then what happened is, you know, the city took it over, and eventually we did a big project and renamed it back in 1998 to Veterans Parkway, and we had the Veterans Monument built. Etc. Actually was designed by Ish Medrano, still working here in the city of Manhattan Beach in our public works department. And then you have the Liberty Grove, the Mariposa area of it that attracts Mariposa and Spanish butterflies, attracts butterflies, etc. So it's a cascading topography of beauty and bloomage and that, etc., that goes through town. And it was a industrial railroad that came through.
Yeah. Well, you know, tons of parkland, amazing.
Yeah.
80 acres. That's amazing.
Yes, yes. Open space parkland. Yeah.
But one of the special places, the very special places that's kind of new that I don't think a lot of people still amazingly I describe it and they say where can that be? The Manhattan Beach Botanical Garden.
Oh,
can you talk a little bit about how that came into being?
Yeah, you know, we have wonderful organizations here in the city of Manhattan Beach. And that idea, of course, germinates from the wonderful people that here are in the city of Manhattan Beach. And you have different environmental groups such as Voice, et cetera. So the environmental garden is a little slice of beauty that is next to Paliwog. It's in Paliwog Park. It's next to the big pool, south of it, if you will. And it's nestled between the school maintenance yard and that. And it has a beautiful meandering topography. And with investments of good businesses here in the city of Manhattan Beach and the efforts, really, you know, sweat equity, if you will, of volunteers here and then city staff, etc., was established this wonderful place. Demonstration garden about drought-tolerant plants. You can learn about, there's placards talking about the plants that are there. There's a website also. And they hold workshops there also for, mulch and things that are related to gardening here in the city of Manhattan Beach. This very active group. However, most of the time when you go there, it's designed really to be a quiet, contemplative place again, and just sit there and just enjoy it. It's a beautiful place. If you ever feel stressed or anything, just walk in there, and I'm sure it will change your mindset. It's a beautiful space. Beautiful space. Yeah.
It is wonderful. It is wonderful. And very, very sort of one of those hidden gems, Jackie. One of those hidden gems.
Yeah. All information on it, of course, is on our website. And then, the Botanical Garden organization here in the city of Manhattan Beach is very, very active. In fact, they did a TED Talk back in 2011. In regards to the botanical garden and the importance of nature, et cetera. You know, it's not, one of our core values in parks and recreation is environmental stewardship. And then one of our missions, one of the 9 missions in parks and recreation, is to protect environmental resources. The best way, really, to protect environmental resources is to create awareness about their vital impact on our day-to-day life. It's like what Jackie was saying, you know, she's not complaining about the rain. And that's true, because if you think about it, you can't complain about 95% of your body weight, can you? which is water.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need the air, we need the water, and we need the earth that gives us an abundance. So everything taken in balance and perspective, parks make life better.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And I love the way you say that, Idris. You say that with conviction.
It's true. Yeah.
Well, what other things are going on? I know you want to talk about the future and what's going on here in Manhattan Beach in 2017. Give us an overview of what 2017 is going to be like from the perspective of what's going to be available to residents, what kinds of opportunities there will be.
Wow. So, you know, we have a lot going on in the Parks and Recreation Department, and a lot of things that are happening, you know, as far as activities and events, et cetera. I'll start with some of the, you know, the concrete stuff, if you will. We are looking forward right now to opening up our first skate spot park here in the city of Manhattan Beach over at Marine Avenue. The rain has played havoc a little bit with the construction schedule. However, you know, be patient. This is a project that has been, you know, over 28, 29 years in the making.
I think
a few weeks are not going to hurt.
This is huge news.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is fantastic. It's wonderful. So we're looking forward to opening up this wonderful – we don't have a specific date because of the construction schedule, but the project is being built. We encourage, you know, people to be patient. I think, you know, our opening might take place later this month, and definitely we're looking forward to an event in that area in coalition with another event with our cultural arts that really bespeaks the whole skateboarding culture, et cetera, in March the 18th. Publicity is not out on that information yet, but that's one of the big things that are coming down. Furthermore, you know, there's the nuts and bolts things that are occurring that people don't see. We have projects of, you know, Wi-Fi-ing many areas of in our parks, and then putting in connectivity lines to different areas, which is very, very important as a service to customers that come to the city of Manhattan Beach, that live here in the city of Manhattan Beach, and use technology really to register, et cetera, for classes. And that's going to enhance our ability in the future for reservations and all of that.
Now I was,
go ahead.
Well, I was involved with an attempt to provide citywide Wi-Fi in Hermosa Beach. I believe it was in 97, 98, 99, somewhere in there, into the 2000s. But that never quite matured. Now this isn't citywide Wi-Fi, but at least Wi-Fi within stepping stone range of buildings in parks. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, that's the general idea, is connectivity, which means awareness, and people can, you know, be availed of all city services, aware of city services, and use them. And that, you know, using our public spaces like that to serve our residents is something that, you know, the city is forward-leaning when it comes to these kind of projects. Other projects, of course, you know, that are coming down the line, they're generally, you know, we call them CIP projects, capital improvement projects. So we have projects that, you know, involve resurfacing, involve things that make our parks safe, clean, and green, if you will, better functioning, and better service to the community. Of course, then you come to programming. You know, we just issued our winter brochure, and it's out, and people have been registering in our classes. Classes actually started. So there's many many new activities, enhanced activities that we're looking at, whether it is in the rec program, the teen center program, the older adult program, sports and aquatics, dance, cultural arts, music, that continue to enhance the offerings that are out there. The big growth that we see is, of course, definitely to our older adult population, which is a normal mm-hmm. trend throughout the country, but also within a micro trend here in the South Bay, when it comes to population growth and that ceramics, arts, art openings, and then you have your traditional events that we've had throughout the years. Rain has affected some of the outdoor activities, definitely. However, mm-hmm. we have fields that are still playable, even during some of the rainy times, because they are synthetic fields, etc. We mm-hmm. tend to program more indoors during the winter. But still, rain has put a hamper on tennis activities, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful events, throughout the years. Those traditional events that are coming up. You have Earth Day, family campout, followed up by concerts in the park, the salute to the troops, going all the way through, the tennis tournaments, etc. All of those events are on the master's calendar schedule that we have posted here in the city of Manhattan Beach, so people can know exactly what's going on and when and why and right. how and all of that, etc.
Right, right. Wonderful. This is really exciting. It's really well managed and well thought out, and of course it's been running well for many, many years now. You must be very proud of what you've done and what you've been able to accomplish here in Manhattan Beach with the park system.
Well, definitely. I have a great gratitude humbling. Gratitude actually and thankfulness towards given this opportunity to work with a wonderful community. I hark back to my, the people that when I first worked here in the city of Manhattan Beach, like Mr. Charlie Sakely, Mr. Jim Steckline, mm-hmm. Mr. Jim Wolf, and many, many, many other people that I've had the honor, the privilege actually to work with and work with today. You have really a group of city staff and, of course, leadership that has really invested a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of effort day in, day out to enhance the quality of life here in the city of Manhattan Beach. We have wonderful partnerships with our school district, with our nonprofit organizations that are here in the city of Manhattan Beach, the business community. So it really takes a whole community to make a wonderful Parks and Recreation Department. I'm just fortunate to be in the mix. I'm very, very fortunate to have people who have supported me throughout the years. I started as a contractor, working in the city of Manhattan Beach, 25 years old, and mm-hmm. throughout the years, right now I've seen positions becoming full-time, growth, tremendous growth in an entrepreneurial approach to services that the city provides, in as far as parks and recreation, and then really tax-based support services also. To the citizens of Manhattan Beach that they really, really want, that they really desire and want. And it has been and continues to be a wonderful, wonderful journey for me.
Idris, I want to ask you about going back to the skate park. I'm sure you're aware that for many, many years now, up on Palos Verdes, they've been trying to get a skate park put in there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and they've just come up against one wall after another, you know, whether it's physical or but you said something about the skate park being in the works for the last like 20 something years, but you know, it's only recently that I heard about it, and it seems to me that it moved fairly quickly.
Yes. You know, that's called the tipping point, actually, where you know, you get sometimes, well, let me go back and just say something. You know, when it comes to these kind of changes, difficult to begin with. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you're changing your furniture in your room or, you know, it just changes is tough. But also, there is something that whenever you're doing a project, and without talking, you know, without really, you know, it's not about NIMBYism, not in my backyard. Everybody desires it but doesn't want it next doors. There is something that is in change, that fear less defined is imagined things appearing real. Mm. So there is a stigma sometimes that comes with the ideas of what a skateboard park is, who does it attract, what kind of noise does it generate, etc., etc. And, you know, whether it is totally true or not, there are remedies and methodologies and criteria and design factors and location and operational issues that can, you know, mitigate any and all of these issues. And it takes you know, the wisdom of the crowd, not the genius of the individual. So you might have somebody in your community or in a place that's really, really, you know, extremely passionate about establishing any kind of service, etc. And they might be viewed as, you know, basically a nut or somebody that is. But it takes other people really to be joiners and to really, you know, look at the, you know, the balance of you know, the positive and the supposed negative of the situation, and then find ways in a challenging, creative way to imagine something very, very different and work together to establish a better plan, a true win-win, not a win-lose, not a lose-win, not a no-deal, but get to a win-win. And that takes, you know, a certain amount of leadership skill, if you will. And we've been blessed here in the city of Manhattan Beach to have very, very patient community and a combination of patient leadership and looking for very, very methodically for the best location, the best this, the best operation. And it takes a while, but, you know, right now that is a dream that has come to fruition, and we're having the opportunity right now to have our first skate spot here in the city of Manhattan Beach. So whatever is happening in other communities, etc., I would call it creative tension. And it's good. It's good to have that tension. You know, it is good. Why? Because it allows people to really, in a democratic process, in an open community process, to sharpen the saw, to make sure that they're working things out and that they're creating that. So first seek to understand, then to be understood is very, very important. As a public servant, my job exists to serve the community, and that's what I'm focused on. And, you know, listening very well is very, very important. And sometimes it's not right. It might be the right idea, but not at the right time, because the fruit is not ready yet. So people need to be patient and understanding and really engage in an open discussion to get to better solutions.
I will have to give a shout out to, obviously, Hermosa, close to Manhattan Beach, has what, by all accounts, is an excellent skate park, and gets very, very high marks from aficionados of skateboarding. It was a battle. It was a long, drawn out battle about what to do with that space. And I have to give credit to Bob Aronoff. Hey, Bob, how are you? who really made a you know, he used, if not the majority, he used a great deal of his political capital in the city. People did call him a nut and other things to get it done. And he got it done, and then he exited public life. And but he will always, I think, by the people who know, be credited with getting it done.
And that skate park in Hermosa Beach, I got to tell you, I love the location. I love the location of it. The location is perfect. I mean, it's front and center. It's right near the community center. It's right on Pier Avenue. It's not tucked away someplace. It's in full view. You know, so everybody's got an eye on your kids. You know what I mean?
It's very visible and very safe and arranged in such a way that the city, manages it, opens it, and there's someone there at all times to keep people using the park appropriately. And it's wonderful.
The high visibility factor, I think, is important. You know, I think it's important to have high visibility, you know, so everybody that's walking by, driving by can see what's going on, who's there, and, you know, that way you keep trouble away, you know?
Absolutely,
You know, and 99.999 of 999999 of skateboarders come to really enjoy skateboarding, learning skills, doing their activity. You know, it's not strange that skateboarding is going to be part of the next Olympics and the next Olympics, etc. So it's a wonderful activity. The stigma sometimes comes from, the minutia of those that come to public parks and want to do graffiti and want to do things. I mean, positive policy is about, thinking out your design, like Jackie's talking about, whether it's visibility, all the other, mitigating them before that. So you need to measure 10 times before you cut once. Skateboarding itself, if you look at it as a trend, and I did talk to Long Beach just a year ago or so in regards to trends in parks and recreation, etc. Skateboarding itself, as an activity, more and more so, you know, centralizing it and putting it in one park and one location, etc., really, maybe, you know, somebody says, oh, it's a perfect location here. But for a kid that lives, let's say, a mile away, that's not a perfect location. Or for a family that needs to drive from one side of town to another side of town, that's not a perfect location, etc. So eventually what the profession or the trend in the profession is looking at and has been looking at is to have areas and parks that are contour parks that are skateboard friendly. So your city doesn't end up being a skateboard park. And then people can just walk down to their local park as they go to they walk to school, and have a place where they can do that activity without feeling, you know, that they are enclosed or caged or something like that. Eventually, the thought is that, especially, you know, in California, that skateboarding and these kind of activities might end up being part of PE curriculum because of the weather that we have, the population that we have, the interest in this activity. A while back, people thought that, you know, beach volleyball, what? That's crazy. Who would play two-on-two? It's too exhausting, etc. Well, it became an Olympic game, and many of the champions of it are from the South Bay, from our area. So looking into the future, we see opportunity. Whatever, you know, engages you in health and wellness and keeps you creative, and outdoors, which is really, you know, something that we need to make sure that all of us are doing much more of, is healthier for our community. And it really impacts the bottom line of our economy. A healthy worker is a productive worker. And it's your lifestyle. So when you think about it, in the philosophy of parks and recreation, it's constructive engagement. And the highest pyramid, if you will, like almost like Maslow hierarchy of needs from J.B. Nash,
yeah.
is engagement.
Yeah.
So the more people you have engaged in recreation activities, etc., the healthier your society is going to be.
And on that note, I will just briefly say, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We have a somewhat abbreviated show today because of some technical difficulties at the beginning, but it is no less wonderful and amazing to have Idris Alaboudi, the recreation manager for Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec, here with us. And we are always glad to have him on, and we hope to have him on for many, many years into the future, if that be true and able. We'd love to have him. And also, we'd love to have your comments and questions. If you'd love to call in and just wish him well or ask a question, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. Do you have any other questions, Jackie, that you want to cover?
No, the whole skateboard thing. I'm stuck on the skateboard park. You know, we are our friend Ellen November. Started a drive to get, you know, a park up on the hill, and she worked on that for a couple of years, and then she had to hand it off to somebody else, and
right.
they still haven't made any headway with it. You know, and I remember in Manhattan Beach when it first started being discussed that you know, certain residents didn't want it near their homes, or they didn't want. But it seems to have resolved very quickly, you know. And as Idris was saying, it takes. He didn't say it takes a village, but basically that's what it is. It takes a village. You can't
yeah.
do these things
yeah.
on your own. So, and now it's going to be
yeah.
opening in like a month or something. You know, I mean,
yeah.
so hats
yeah.
off, hats off, man. Getting this kind of stuff done. There's so many balls in the air that you have to juggle, you know,
yeah.
trying to make everybody happy, which we all know is impossible. So kudos, man. Kudos to Manhattan Beach Parks and Recs, the city council, leadership,
right.
Okay. and the community activists and volunteers that make stuff happen. But it's just getting so difficult, things accomplished these days, you know. So
right.
this is a good thing.
It's a wonderful location, and
yeah.
It's perfect. No one will be disturbed. It's not next to anyone's home. It's going to be great.
Yes,
fantastic.
It's a dream come true, and for you know, Rome was built out of concrete. Roads are built out of concrete. So this is going to have a long, long active life, and it's going to serve the community for a very, very long time. And then it was,
yeah.
You know, it might be the first of other initiatives like it that would create win-win. And as an example, a shining example of a community coming together, agreeing on something to benefit you know, members of this community for years, years to come. The wisdom of the forefathers here in Manhattan Beach to set aside these parklands, to create these agreements, to work so hard to give us what we're working for today did not come by accident. It really came by dedication and hard work and vision,
right.
vision into
right.
the future. That's what leadership is doing, and hopefully will continue to do in our community.
Idris,
like
now we only have a couple of minutes left. Can you just give us a really quick rundown of what's coming up in your calendar of events that people will want to know about?
Well, Jackie, there are so many things going on here in the city of Manhattan Beach. I would encourage everybody, first of all, to pick up a copy of their Manhattaning. If it came in the mail and you set it aside at your home, please take a look at it again. If you don't have it, please go to the city website, you know, www.citymb, and look up the Parks and Recreation Department. Look up the calendar events in the Parks and Recreation Department. We have a menu of activities and classes and events that are coming up in 2017 that we hope would satisfy every appetite and every interest. If not, please tell us, what can we do to serve you better? Are we missing out on a cooking class, a sewing class, a dog obedience class? What are your interests? We're very, very interested in serving our community better. So we even put out an initiative on our, you know, in our social media, asking the community, what else can we do? What would you like us to do, etc.? And that is our, you know, our general interest in seeing what our community is interested in. We're not looking for customers for our services. We're looking for services for our customers. And tell us, how can we serve you better? So start off with our website, with our Manhattanings. Take a look at what we have. And, you know, we're a phone call away, an email away, and our facilities are open, our programs are open. Parks make life better. Come on and play.
And I will always take away from this show, we're not looking for customers for our services. We're looking for services for our customers.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Not many people can say that.
No, that's wonderful.
Not many people can say that. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well,
all right. It flew. It wasn't a full hour, but it flew, and we got to wrap it up.
I just want to give a quick shout out to Spahn Ranch, SPOHN Ranch.com, SpahnRanch.com. Designers and builders of skateboard parks, just go there and you'll see that they're prominently displaying and are quite proud of, I would imagine, the fact that they are the builders and designers of the skate park in Manhattan Beach, which,
Canton Russell, the designer, and Spahn Ranch is building it also. Yes, that is true.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Idris Alabudi, as always, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. I'm really, really grateful to this show and to the residents and leadership here and staff in the city of Manhattan Beach that I work with day in, day out to make lives better, and parks make life better.
Yes, they do. And we have done many shows with you, and they've all been gems, just memorable shows that stand the test of time, as always. And we're so thankful to have you in our lives here in the South Bay. You make the South Bay better, Idris. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Have a fantastic weekend. It's going to be wonderful. The weather is beautiful. It's raining, and then it's going to be sunny, and then hopefully it'll rain again. That's Southern California for you. Bye-bye now.